We are into the witching hour here, the last few minutes of the late debate for this season. So a chance perhaps to have a quick look back at the political year just gone. So I'll get, a high point of the year so far from each of you. Jennifer, Kavanagh, what's your high point so far?
My favourite part so far this year would be Donald Trump finally getting indicted. I know it's not Irish politics, but it's been a long time coming.
Rory?
Well, I'm going to say the Northern Council election and just the fact it became something more and says, like, obviously it was really successful from Sinn Féin's point of view. Obviously, there was great follow through in relation to Michelle O'Neill's leadership. But I think in a situation that's far from perfect at the minute, it is very hopeful. Being from Dundalk, I couldn't not say that Joe Biden's visit and having an American administration that has a real interest in Ireland is obviously really, really great. And I imagine his trip to Dundalk and Carlingford was probably much superior to his trip to Mayo.
But that's your high point, Rory Amurricu. But Sinead O'Connor, am I right in saying Joe Biden's visit perhaps was your low point?
I did have it in as a low point because I was really disappointed at the time that he was here for such a significant length of time and we got no public discussion of any substance on things that we could have a public discussion with the president when he's on our turf rather than us going to his turf like we do every year. So, you know, we could have talked about Afghanistan. We could have talked about gun control. We could have talked about a number of things that,
Did the journalists here, even your own, ask the questions? Were they allowed?
We weren't allowed to ask questions. So I think this should have come from our politicians. And instead of kind of just allowing it to be crack and colour, it could have been something, you know, of more substance.
So where are you on the Biden visit, Paul McAuliffe? Are you high, low, man on the ditch?
I think the Biden visit was exactly what we expected it to be. It was a lot of nostalgia. It was a lot of a personal trip.
So was it a high or a low?
I don't think it was either. Like, to be honest, from my own perspective, my own personal high was I eventually got my scrambler bike bill across the thing and it's heading towards the Oris Neutron. It shows how long it takes to get things done in Leinster House, even with the full support of the government.
What does it do?
It gives additional powers to Gardaí to allow them to seize scrambler bikes without having to pursue them. And in many communities right across the country, it's a huge issue. All parties, in fairness, have supported measures on it. I suppose from a political high, I think I'm someone who grew up in Ireland where unemployment was a very heavy shadow. Hitting the 3.8%, the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state, I think it has to be something that we have to celebrate.
Another high point for you, Sinead, we saw a bit of it even in the last week or so. What was this? New arrivals in the Dáil,
One of my highs was, seeing a couple of babies in the Dáil and having Helen McEntee go on maternity leave and just, like, making little steps towards making politics a bit more family-friendly and more female-friendly. So, for me, that was a high. And then the other high for me was the Supreme Court ruling on Shannon University panels, so that we'll see a bit of movement on that as well, I think, will be a good thing for democracy.
For pushing that, and we'll see what they come out with on how they're going to reconstitute.
The Oireachtas quiz or the political quiz a few weeks ago, the Attorney General had to be called in to determine the right answer for the names of the babies. That was one of the questions put down.
So that was exactly what I was thinking of, because when we went into that room, it is sometimes still surprising how male these rooms are when you see how politics operates in Ireland. The rooms are often still incredibly male and not diverse at all. So any baby steps towards that.
And a low point, Jennifer, for you?
Well, I mean, it's one of the things that has happened with the past 6 months. Simon McGarr put it very well in his newsletter, The Gist, that some days you're kind of wondering what has actually happened because there doesn't seem to be any news of recent. It's literally been like a golden retriever in front of a Banjak's tennis ball machine. And that's the way it's been for the past 2 weeks between Michael D. Higgins, all the stuff about neutrality, everything that's going on. I wouldn't necessarily call it a high or a low point, but it's becoming now an annual issue with Michael D. Higgins putting forward his views on certain things, be it the amount of legislation that's coming out at the end of the term, comments on homelessness. His current one now is neutrality. Keeps a lot of people talking about the role of the presidency, keeps it up there for people to be aware of how important it is having the right people in there. But it's becoming now an annual event that there will be something, the Michael D. missive.
What of the cost of living crisis, although, you know, it is a political debate here, but we do see very, very hard stories, don't we?
Absolutely. And we've seen the duty now going back on the petrol and diesel. So it is kind of creeping back in. We've had the Amber Alert on the amount of power that's in the system. I don't see anyone building any new power stations anytime soon. So this will just continue.
Rory?
Yeah, well, here, the lifting of the eviction ban. And I suppose it's the idea of just the continuity of the housing crisis. And for a huge amount of people, and it's so connected with the cost of living crisis for so many people, like we all know. And like you get absolutely fed up going through daft.ie and reading out just the cost of rents. You get absolutely, you're dealing with people on a constant basis that you're going back to homeless services and you're hoping for a clientelist solution. Or as I've said many times before, we've a huge amount of councillors, I do it myself, who actually deal with rental companies trying to get that one person across the line. And there's plenty you won't, and you won't be able to. And look, it's just looking at something that hasn't got any better. And the numbers in relation to homelessness are rising and rising. And here, we take everything, whether it's the tenant in situ, and I'm fairly sure that the tenant in situ, to a degree, I'm going to say what it was a debating point initially. I think a significant amount of pressure came on and suddenly resources were given to local authorities. Now, whether local authorities can follow through on that, I'm not entirely sure as the numbers get bigger and bigger.
The tenant in situ is incredibly successful. It's a permanent solution rather than another 6 months of worrying, and I fully support it. Can I just say a low point, Barry? I have to think we really have to worry about the increasing level of racism in Ireland.
Yeah.
I think the immigration crisis has posed huge challenges. On the ground, we're seeing now in many, many communities, organised far right.
You had the Santry instance in your own constituency.
Yeah, and there are legitimate concerns from many, many residents that they would have about any development that would happen in their area. And then there are people from outside the communities that stoke those fears. And then there are views that I suppose you just have to say are unacceptable. There's no other way of describing it. We're starting now to see that drift into the political debate at a local level. I worry that when the local elections come next year, we could start to see something in Ireland that we've never seen before. And I think as a country, that has been a low point for me.
Sinead?
Yeah, I had that on my low point as well, the kind of rhetoric that has made its way, not just online, but in real life as well. And that's definitely an escalation in the last 8 months or so. So I think the political parties in Ireland have been doing an okay job, but I think that they could all do better at, you know, fighting it and kind of being united in fighting that stuff and making sure that it doesn't creep into their parties at a local level. Yeah.